This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, how has COVID-19 changed your consumer behavior? Are you spending more? Are you spending less? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. You still have a couple of minutes to get in touch with us before we close the show. But before we do that, we have one final story on TikTok.
Right. This is such an interesting thing because the three names, and which I never would have put together. Sorry, came up from BBC. So Walmart is teaming up with Microsoft to buy TikTok in the US, right? So very unlikely. Walmart wants to be is the majority owner of the TikTok, but of course the US government wanted a technology company to be the lead investor, Walmart was originally in a consortium with Google parent Alphabet before switching in recent days to partner with Microsoft when it became clear that the retailer would not be able to lead the deal. So TikTok is set to choose between Microsoft, Walmart offer and a bid from Oracle in the next 48 hours. Walmart in this space, right? So TikTok, 90 days to sell its US arm to an American firm or face a ban in the country. Donald Trump has alleged his share. Its user data with Beijing.
A claim that, of course, TikTok denies.
So, and earlier on Thursday, the firm's boss resigned ahead of the impending ban, confirming that the company is pursuing a deal. A Walmart spokesperson told BBC, "We're confident that Walmart and Microsoft partnership will meet both the expectations of US TikTok users while satisfying the concerns of US government regulators." Microsoft also confirmed at the beginning of August that it was in talks with TikTok, said he has nothing to share at this time. With Walmart, it will now go up against other prospective bidders, including the US tech giant Oracle. And according to reports, TikTok's US operations could fetch as much as $30 billion US dollars if a deal is reached. And since its global launch at the end of 2018, it has attracted a huge following, especially for the under 25, And so we all know what it's all about, what TikTok's all about right here. Of course, the Trump administration's accused the Chinese internet firm ByteDance of being a threat to US national security. I'm adding this bit here, more so than guns. Anyway.
Or COVID-19.
Yes, of course, TikTok is dangerous. It says the data the company collects from its 800 million users, 100 million of whom reported to be in the US, is at risk of exploitation by the Chinese government. India's government, as you know, has also banned TikTok. Yeah. And of course, Beijing has denied such claims. So the founder of ByteDance, Zhang Yiming, has faced criticism for his decision to sell to US company, but a letter to his Chinese staff is his only way to prevent the app from being taken down in America. And I guess, you know, if that is the case, I mean, if you want to prove that really there is nothing, then do it. I mean, it's $30 billion.
Exactly. But Microsoft Walmart mashup to allow Americans to enjoy TikTok.
I would like to go into this story a little bit more into why Walmart has gone into this space.
Wouldn't you want to get in on TikTok if you could?
I know, but it's just the industry they're in to be in the space, right? But just interesting.
All right. We are asking you today, how has COVID-19 changed your consumer behavior? There's a whole bunch of messages on Instagram. But before that, let's do a recap of the poll.
Okay. We've got one here from one WhatsApp message first. And it says, spending less, mostly in groceries, electric bill has gone up. This is from Hassan.
Okay.
Yes. So the final results, 69.8%. I'll say that 70% are spending less and 30% are spending more.
On Instagram, 68% are spending less and 32% are spending more. We look at the messages. We've got Dolly Kadot, who says grocery and masks. Yes, I think we're all spending more on that, masks especially. Ruma says spending more on groceries to cook my own meal and spending less eating outside. We've got It's Trish that says spending more on Grab food. Me too, Trish. Shizwani says local brands and friends, small businesses. You know, I think we've all tried to do that as well. Kita jaga kita. Spent on ice cream and cakes too, says so call me Mei Lee. Mei Lee says saving on entertainment, dining out, overseas travel, spending on groceries and gym wear, just like me. And Gwen finally says a lot of work from home, ergonomics and electronics.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you everyone for your messages, for your feedback on the poll as well.
Happy Merdeka.
Yes, okay. Selamat menyambut Hari Merdeka. Hope you enjoy a wonderful weekend. Right after the 1 PM news bulletin, there's a really good grill that happened this morning. Shaoning spoke to Emeritus Professor Dato' Dr. Shad Salim Faruqi, as well as Edin Koo, the founder of Pusaka. Please stay tuned for that if you missed it this morning. And have a wonderful long weekend, guys. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, and the whole gang from Enterprise, have a good one. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.